Yes, your credit matters. So today I thought I'd give you a little credit tips. Your credit score or FICO score determines the interest rates that you're going to pay on your credit cards, loan mortgage, even the cost of car insurance, and whether or not you may get that job that you want. Your FICO score provides the best guide for future risk based solely on credit data. Now, your credit score varies from a low 300 to a high 850. Your FICO score is the middle score from the three bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So what I want to talk about today is some credit myths. And let's first talk about opting out of credit card offers. Many consumers assume that if they opt out of credit card offers, there will be fewer credit inquiries on your credit report. That's true, but however, it doesn't matter because these inquiries are considered soft inquiries. Soft inquiries do not affect your credit score. So you can keep the offers coming in if you want to see what they are. And if you do want to opt out on offers to reduce the junk mail, you can call 888-5-OPT-OUT. Again, that's 888-5-OPT-OUT. You can go online and visit optoutprescreen.com to opt out of any credit card offers. Now, closing accounts. This is another one that is a credit myth, and this is one of those you really can't backtrack and fix once you've done it. So I really want to caution against this. I've had many times that people have came in for a mortgage application and thought they had great credit, which they did. And in preparation for the mortgage application process, they went and closed out a lot of credit cards. This can be devastating to your credit score, especially if these credit cards actually have some history towards them. In the pie chart that represents your FICO score, 15% of your credit score is based on average age of credit. So the longer your history, the better your credit score is going to be in that category. So once you've closed out these accounts, now you've brought down you've lost that credit history that you've had on that. Now, closing accounts can also leave you with less available credit, and 30% of your score is based on debt to credit utilization ratio. So say you have a $450 in debt with a $1,000 allowable credit across multiple accounts, and you close that credit card with a limit of $500, you have taken your ratio from 30% to 90% utilization. So again, just don't close out any accounts without consulting with your mortgage consultant first to find out if it's the best strategy for you or not. Best is just to anything that's older than 2 years, just keep it open. Opening many accounts. Some consumers with credit challenges believe that opening many accounts can prove that they have recovered and can handle credit. Well, why not? But they're actually getting credit offered to them. Actually, this is the opposite effect. It can actually show a sign of risk. You will want to establish just a couple new accounts to reestablish your credit, but don't overdo it. Now, also the inquiries is being 10% of your actual credit score. The more you're having your credit report pulled on hard pulls. Hard pulls, again, are if you're applying for a loan, soft pulls, or if you're just getting offered credit. So that additional credit that you're applying for is bringing down your credit score based on the inquiries. Paying off collections. Paying off collection can dramatically drop your FICO score. I know that sounds crazy, right? But it's true. Again, we were talking about the average age of credit. So when you're trying to improve your credit score, you may think that paying off collections can help. This is not true. You may be surprised to learn that paying off old collection accounts can have a major impact on your credit. And the reason why is because when you pay off that old debt, the credit bureaus are adjusting the date on the collection to current event. Now, one of the five components that we talked about in determining your FICO score, again, is the average credit and represents 15% of the score. So ethically, you want to pay off this debt. And that's a tip, a good tip, obviously, to pay those off. But make sure you first get in writing that the collection company will remove the debt upon full payment. So that's the key thing. Now, for applying for a mortgage, you're going to have to pay off sometimes those collection accounts, sometimes not. But what you want to do is you want to have those paid off at closing. Then paid off at closing, a soft pull is going to be occurred just to ensure that you haven't incurred any new debt. So it's not going to affect your actual credit score. So that's the best route. What you do is if you paid those off, if you were pre-approved for a loan and then you went and paid off those collections because the lender said you needed to, but they didn't understand that that could possibly affect your credit score, it could be devastating. devastating in you actually getting that loan moving forward or not. Now, paying off loans early is better than making payments. Financially, not owing money, obviously, is the best thing in paying less interest costs. But the goal is to build your credit score. So you want to owe something because it affects the average age of the credit, representing, again, 15% of the credit score. And a mix of credit represents another 10% of your score. So you want to make sure that you have a mix of credit, meaning revolving versus installment debt. Now, you can bump up hard inquiries off of your credit report. This is another myth that's not true. A hard inquiry, again, generated by creditors pulling your credit report to apply for a loan. Your score falls because of it shows that you're interested in possibly getting more debt. Other inquiries and soft pulls, I've heard before, and a lot of people think if they just get soft pulls, it's going to knock off those hard inquiries. That's not accurate. The hard inquiries are going to stay there. The soft pulls are not going to affect those. Now, a common myth in consumers pulling credit and credit score, that their credit score that they pull as a consumer is the same as the credit score that you're going to see when it's pulled by a creditor. This would be wrong. The credit reports pulled by consumers are different scoring algorithms than are pulled by the banks, lenders, and credit card companies. Now, sometimes they are unique algorithms developed by separate model companies. Sometimes they are industry-specific. Mortgage is industry-specific, meaning that your credit score is going to be different pulled by a mortgage company than pulled for a car loan or a credit card. Now, mortgage lenders have their own brand of FICO score. Even your FICO from MyFICO Score, Credit Karma, and other consumers have different algorithms that they use as well. So you can have your credit score pulled from MyFICO Score and then have it pulled from Credit Karma and see that the FICO score is different. There are 53 different models of scores. They risk grade different industries, again, such as mortgage, auto loan, insurance, student loans, and credit cards. So sorry if this is discouraging information. When you pull your credit report, you think that you've got a 780 credit score and come to find out by the mortgage lender at 720. That's just the way it goes because of all the other rhythms. The credit bureaus just want to make things really confusing. But it's good to get these free credit reports, check and see if there's any errors, because that's going to most likely be the same and accurate. It's just the credit score and how that is accumulated, which is going to be different. So it's good to take a look, but just know and not be surprised when it comes time on the mortgage loan. And that's what I have for you today for Money Chat. Again, if you have any questions regarding credit or any other Ti-Fi 411-50, coming up next in the Money Hour. Do you need an attorney? I hope you don't. But if you do, how do you find a good one? Well, Vincent Humphrey with Humphrey & Associates right here on 1150 AM KKNW is going to answer that question right after the break.